Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah. Good morning. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living today. And you know, many people are alive, but they have no vision. And we're going to talk to you today about those that have no vision, because we know if they have no vision, they're steadily asking themselves on a daily basis, nightly basis, what can I do to show God I love him? The Creator God has got to be honored, praised, recognized, and of course loved for who he is and what he has done for mankind. But all of us created by God has an obligation. Yes, I said that. An obligation to show God that they love him. Now, listen to this. Many call in, they send me emails, they send me texts, and they say, oh my God, Dr. Cappuccino, my life is a mess. Nothing makes me happy anymore. And I've been thinking life is not worth living. Oh my God, that's the thing. I think I need God in my life, and I need to turn it all over to him. But how do I do that? Where do I start? Is there any help for me? Well, of course, there is some help for you. And today, we have Colonel Dr. William Harrison. He has all these titles there. But the only title he has before the Son of God, as the Son of God, because of being a Son of God, is that the obligation to teach and preach and guide others to God. That's it. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing today?
Good morning, Dr. Cappuccino, listening audience. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. All is well. All is very well.
Well, we are glad because we need you to help myself and others know, figure out, pray to, how to show God that we love him. And of course, we know many need to know the answers. People that say their life is in a mess and they don't know what to do with themselves anymore, they're not happy, they don't feel life is worth living. What is an opening message for people that need to first, before they do anything in their life and for any reason, they need to show God that they love him? Now, we're not going to send them on a wild goose chase because we know that is not necessary. But what can people do? Let's throw out a couple of things. What can people do to show God that they love him?
Number one, Dr. Cappuccino, comes to mind. People should live a life that's pleasing unto God. Live a life that's pleasing unto God. Not to please man, woman, or child, but one that would be pleasing unto God. We live a life that's pleasing unto God when we are obedient to God's holy words that are in the Bible. So number one, live a life that is pleasing to God. And number two, follow God's instructions. All the instructions in the Bible that God has handed down.
Well, you know what? No one's going to just open up a Bible and try to find instructions. We got a lot of hands here. They're not going to do that. I open the Bible up. Where do I go? What chapter? What's this name? I can't understand this name. I can't pronounce this name. Where do I go? The book is thick. I only have 70 or 80 years to live with special mightiness. Oh, my God. They're not going to do that. So when you say we, got to live a life that God, how do you do that? Now, we only have 30 minutes, so we're going to come back around right now to that question. What can I do to show God that I love him? First of all, I've got to know something about this God. I got to know something about, I'm not going to get up and sit up and grab a big, thick black book and start reading it. No, I'm not going to do that. So let's back up a bit. if a person wants to know how to show God that they love him, you're on the right track. They have first got to get to know the God that they should love. There's millions of gods. Pick up any book from the second century, the first century, the days of the Roman Empire. Pick up anything. Oh, my God, I'm confused just mentioning this. So first of all, we've got to identify the God that we're talking about. What can I do to show God? Well, which God? That should be number one. Which God? Which God? And why should I love him? Well, let's go to Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and I'm walking on it. Oh, yes, I'm interested in that God. I'm not interested in all these other hundreds and thousands of gods that man has made. I'm not interested in them. So if I'm going to show God I love him, I first got to know something about him. What does Psalm 83:18, Colonel Harrison, say? What does Psalm 83:18 say? Yes.
Psalm 83:18 says that men may know that God, thy name, who is Jehovah, is the most high over all the earth. So God's name has been identified to us in the Bible as Jehovah. And he's over everything, over man, over woman, over children, over things, over money, over jewelry, over rich, over wealth, over poor. The Jehovah, Psalm 83:18, God Jehovah.
Okay, that's right, because you read it. You read that. The Most High God over all of the universe is named Jehovah. We're going to get to his son a little later. But Psalm 83:18, God. So if a person wants to show God that they love him, number one, they've got to figure out, well, then what God are we talking about and why? Well, number one, because he said he, God alone, he said, I am the Most High God. He said that. So it makes sense before we go any further that we identify this God and then say, what must I do to get to know you? You know, there's a scripture that says, what must I do to be saved? But number one, before we can do anything, we've got to get to know this God. Now, there are some people roaming around the earth in every country and nation on the face of this earth have the Bible translated in over 300 languages. I know some people that are roaming around the earth, and you said that a person must get to know who this Psalm 83:18 got. You know, every religious faction is not talking about that name. I can name 3 or 4 churches right now that never called that God out like that. They standing up talking. They know they better not tell their people nothing about Psalm 83:18. Just ask a few. They will not do it. Number one, their church will be empty. Number two, they're wondering, well, why are you going there now? How come you weren't talking about him a million years ago? I mean, we got a problem here. What can I do to show God? Well, number one, we've got to find out right now, and here it is, who we're talking about. So we're talking about the Psalm 83:18 God. Now, once you have learned, we have showed you. We're not giving you a goose from Genesis to Revelation. You don't have time, and we don't. That God says, ask what you will. So that means we can ask, God, help me. Help me, God. Help me. I need to know more about you. You are the one I want to serve. Nothing else has worked. I wake up sick and sorry, and I go to bed sick and sorry. I haven't got it. Something is wrong, God. I'm going to find everything I can. I'm going to read everything I can to get to know who you are. I'm not going to show you that I love you if I don't know nothing about you. So right now, You have said we've got to live a life. Well, how do I know about that life? What kind of life? How do I live that kind of life? Why should I live that kind of life? Oops, there it is. So right now, step number two, and we are 4 minutes of prayer. Step number two is pray. You know what? Okay, Psalm 18 says, Jehovah, God, where are the people at in prayer that can help me show you that I love you? Where are they at? I can't wait till Sunday. I know Jehovah's Witnesses, you say that, yeah, they want to sit up there and let them beg all week and then show up on a Sunday. Well, some people right now have said, I can't wait till Sunday. I'm thinking about committing suicide on Tuesday. You mean I got to wait till Sunday to hear somebody talk for an hour, and then I got to leave because they're getting ready to lock the doors? I don't know nothing really about them but what I heard, and they don't know nothing about me. But the supreme being, God, who calls himself Jehovah, knows about everybody, about everything, about everybody, even according to my father, the living and the dead. Bishop Mim said he ain't forgot the dead. Oh, my God. Oh, they had 3 funerals nationwide. He has not forgot about the dead. So if he has not forgot about the dead, guess what? He's interested in you and you falling in love with him because he is not only the creator, but the creator of you and I. From Genesis 1 to the 3rd chapter, it says that. But Colonel, now we got another situation here. Once a person has gone through the ropes to show God they love him, they clean their life up, they stop lying and cheating, they have got no longer thoughts of killing the next door neighbor, something in them has caused them to change because in prayer they have fell down on their knees and they said, God, help me. That's Jehovah, help me. That's 3 words. That God from the eons of the universe said he promised he will hear you and he will answer you. Postmaster, engineer, doctor, lawyer, Indian chief, he promised that if you call me by my name, call on my name, I'm going to answer you. So, Colonel Harrison, let's kind of back up a bit. If a person wants to show God that they love him, something inside of him is already moving by spirit. I want to get to know God. Ain't nothing right. I don't know if it'll ever be right. But if you go before this God, what is going to happen? What is supposed to happen when a person calls on God by his name and asks him, what can I do, Jehovah, to show you? And then here's the next thing. What can I undo? Colonel, let us hear from you.
Yes, they should surrender themselves, surrender their lives to God, yield their lives to God, God Jehovah, who will
bring about. How do they surrender themselves?
Yes.
How does a person surrender? You just said now we are talking to laymen, priests, doctors, and homeless people in prison. Now, if you say they got to surrender, I think you want to say, yes, they've got to surrender to God by. Yeah, yeah, yeah. How does a person surrender? How you said they first got to surrender. Well, how do they do that?
Cry out to God for help. Yes, turn around, turn from their ways, turn from the way they've been living, the things they've been doing that have not worked in their lives, that have caused them problems. Turn around. Move in a new direction, yield to God, cry out to God, call out to God, surrendering me, Lord, here I am. My life is a mess. I don't know nothing else to do. Lord, just just help me, Lord. Just help me. Bend me, mold me, make me, Lord, to be that which you will have me to be. So I mean surrender, meaning just yielding, crying out for help unto God, same as you would cry out for help if something happened to you that you needed assistance. So that's what we have to do. And God hears people when they cry out and call out to him because they're at the breaking point, and he then steps in through the Spirit, and he lifts them up, picks them up, and set them on the path that he wants them to go on, the plan that he has for their lives. That's what I mean by surrender.
Oh, my God. I got a little chill when I heard you talk about that. Now, these people, me, even when they make up their mind to surrender to God, what are some of the things that this Psalm 83A God would require of them, not ask them to do, but that would require of them? Once the person wants to surrender to God, what is this God going to ask of them?
Turn from their old ways. Turn from their old ways. Okay? Number one, turn from their old ways. Number two, be obedient to God's ways, the new ways. And number three, follow the instructions of the ways of God. Turn from their old ways, be obedient to the new ways, which are God's ways, and follow the instructions that God gives them in the new way, which is God's ways, which is found in the Bible.
That's a very good answer. And while you were talking, I was thinking about people getting to know God, want to know God, want to know the right God. Here is a case in point with some Jehovah's Witnesses. Hang up if you want to. But let me say this. Isaiah says that ye shall be called my witnesses. Now, people are still wondering, well, how did Jehovah's Witnesses get over 400,000 new congregants through the pandemic, where almost 50,000 churches of Christendom have shut down? This is a marvelous way to find out, get to know, pray to know a teacher. No one is going to, like we said, opening up, just open a Bible and sit down there and start reading. Probably can't even understand or speak about Melchizedek and Belshazzar, Nebuchadnezzar, many, many Tinkapaste. Who knows what that is? So what this other sect did, they took on that name because they said if somebody stumble on Psalm 83:18 and they Google or they research that name, they're going to find out it's some witnesses behind it, Jehovah's Witnesses. So nobody has to cry and hanker about trying to find the teacher, find somebody that is teaching after that name, because they had already found out through Psalm 83:18 that his name is Jehovah. So I'm going to Google Jehovah and I'm going to see who's going to come up. That's the group that I'm going to go to, not Ebenezer and whatever all these other names are. How are they going to identify the real people teaching about that name if that name ain't nowhere in the church's name? That's how they did it. That's how they've been doing it. And I above all know what I'm talking about. I need somebody to teach me about the God. Well, let me Google that. There it is. I'm not going over to Ru-Ru-Ra and Ru-Ru-Ri Church. I'm not going over to whatever and whatever in Christ, in the beginning, God. So I want to know about God first. Because if he created heaven and earth, the one next in line, Jesus Christ, I already know that's where I'm going. Because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So I'm going to find all this out in one Google. I dare anyone on this call, you want to know about him, you want to be taught, you want information on how to show him how you feel about him, and you just found out his name is Psalm 83:18, who would you go to? Let's keep it real. Who would you go to? You're not crazy. If you don't like what they're teaching, you can open the door and walk out of it. But if he says, I am the Most High God. Oh, you know what? I want to find somebody teaching about the Most High God. I just hope that some church is going to put that name in front of or behind their church name. I tell you what, you'll flourish overnight. It's 80 billion people living on earth. And you probably ain't got no room for no more than 40 or 50. I'm talking to somebody out there. So if these people are groaning and sighing, and the scripture said in the last days they would be, hey, you guys got to amp up your game. Somehow, you can't stand and tell them, well, I said. You got to tell them, Jehovah has said. In the beginning, Jehovah has said. In the middle of the epoch of humanity, Jehovah has said. Cut out the foolishness. You see, you ain't got nowhere like that. Ain't done you no good. People done got worse. You know why? Ain't nobody talking about Jehovah. I tell you what, sir. Hey, 400,000, come on now. Something is not right or wrong or is right out there. So what can I do to show God? Number one, Colonel Harrison has already said, hey, you got to first. If you want to show God anything, you got to first, you got to get to know him. You got to, and how is that going to happen? Phillip said, hey, I'm not going to learn anything unless I have a teacher. So the majority of people sitting up in the churches, if a person got 10,000 in there, every one of them should be a teacher. You can't get in some of these others unless they come to you and they ask you 90 questions. You can't knock on one door. You better not go out there and call Daniel Dagon and all of that. I've heard it done. These people have first got to be teachers themselves to teach you how to show God that you love him, going all the way from Genesis to Revelation. Now, that is what I have to say about that. Now, Colonel Harrison, it's 50,000 churches in America. I'm not talking like over there in London and all that. You know, you can see from the TV and about the Queen how those people are ceremoniously to a fault. They change it not. But right now here in America, 50,000 churches have closed up. And CNN said 90% of them ain't coming back. Then they won't open up again. What should a person do when they're looking for people to teach them anything about God? What should they do?
They should seek a teacher. There are teachers in the community that teach the Bible and teach those principles, those values in the Bible, who God is. In the Old Testament, New Testament book of the Bible, as the Jehovah Witnesses over the years have knocked on the doors and so forth and so on, the church, those who are not in the church because of the pandemic or whatever the case might be, need to do like the Jehovah Witnesses, you said earlier, Dr. Coppetino. Go back to knocking on doors, introducing themselves to people and introducing themselves to who God is and giving them information that they can read and contact information where they can contact the person who knocked on the door to have some time with them, have in-house Bible study if need be. So the church is going to close down, then we have to take the word of God to the people and meet them where they are, their homes, their apartments, their workplace, so forth and so on.
So what you're saying is that people espoused with teaching and preaching the word of God has got to get out of there. And people know when they look. It was a group of deaf people. I won't call the name again. They standing all out, could not hear, and could not speak. They standing out with a Bible. They said cars almost wrecked trying to get over there to talk to them. People is looking and booking for people that can teach them the word of God. Obviously, people need to be taught. Look at the world, what it has come to now. Killing, shooting, murder, mayhem. Anybody, whether they blind or not, can see that it is something wrong. Just listen to what's going on. So before anyone can show God anything, they have got to know. They have got to know. The Bible says that they might know the one whom you sent forth. We got to get off of this crazy horse we've been riding and learn what thus saith the Lord. China has stopped making Bibles. They, the chief ones in the world, making Bibles, serving Shinto gods, but they making Bibles for America and every other. You know what? They say nobody reading them. So that means they're reading the person. They can't read them here up in a building trying to open up a Bible that may not forever be. We don't care what they say because the Bible has already prophesied that. They're going to be roaming around looking to see and hear. But the majority of us have locked ourselves in a building. Come in there, open it up, talk for an hour, say amen, go out and make sure it's locked up again. Have you ever heard of anything like that? God's sanctuaries were open 24/7. Priests roaming through 24/7. Oh, my God, what has happened? Even the scriptures talk about 144,000. Ask somebody about that and see what they got to say. They don't know. They have not been taught. Bible says out of every word that cometh forth from my mouth. We got to stop playing, you guys. You want to show God you love him? Learn something about him. Learn something about him. Don't roam up and down the street like a fool trying to find anybody to teach you anything. We've already said, get on your knees and pray and see who God sends. I'm a living witness. I was one moment from suicide. I took my baby upstairs, came back down, and I said, I can't take it no more. I can't go through the whole story now for the sake of time. But I pulled all of those pills in my hand, and I sat on the bed and tears in my eyes. And when I went to put all the pills in my mouth, I had a glass of water in my other hand, I heard a big knock, knock, knock. And I fell off the bed, water went one way, the pills went one way. And I said, who is this coming up here now? I'm trying to kill myself. And I went and I slammed that door open. And it was two men standing there, Jehovah's Witnesses. And the tall one said, how would you like to learn how to live in paradise on earth? I just started howling and screaming, and I heard him say, go get Marge, go get Marge. And the other man took off running. And in about 5 seconds, I know it's probably 5 minutes, here come two women in there. They didn't ask them nothing. I guess the man that went and got him told them something. They grabbed me around my waist, and they drugged me in that apartment, and they started saying, oh, Jehovah, she's yours. Jehovah, you called us in here to be a witness to your name. Oh, Jehovah, whatever name is, we're here, we're giving it to you. Oh, and I was, Jehovah. Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah. That's what if they were standing in a church building trying to talk? I'd have been dead. But when the man saw that, the men didn't come in. That's how they are. I was a woman. And them two women came in there, and the smallest woman. They threw me on that couch, and they lay on my body howling, Jehovah this, Jehovah that, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll tell you this, the rest of the story next week. But I'm a living witness. We got to stop playing around. If God done told you to get out and go, you ought to be doing that. Are you a false shepherd wanting glory on earth for yourself? Hallelujah. Thank you, Colonel Harrison. Thank all of you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. We hope to see you in spirit and hear from you next week. Same place, same time. God bless you. Have a great weekend, and just know that you are loved. God is reaching out through you, to you through this show, and we're not playing. God bless you. Have a great weekend.